Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
G. Keith Funston, a one-time president of the New York Stock Exchange, said, "To achieve, you don't necessarily have to dream the great dreams or do the great things. Simply do each day what you know you should do, and do it at once." Doing at once what should be done made him a very successful man. His advice echoes words found in the Bible written almost 2,000 years ago. "To him who knows to do good, and does it not, to him it is sin," says the Bible. How many times have you heard someone say, "I have so many things to do that I just don't know where to begin"? Organization is a problem. But more often, the problem is not that we don't know what we should do. We just can't get into gear and motivate ourselves to get moving. An efficiency expert by the name of Ivy Lee used to operate a firm out of New York City. Among his regular clients were such giant corporations as the DuPont Corporation and Pennsylvania Railroad. One day, Mr. Lee was trying to sell his services to the president of Bethlehem Steel. He said, "With our service, you will know how to manage better." Back came the retort, "Our problem is not that we are not managing as well now as we know how. What we need around here is not more knowing, but more doing. Not knowledge, but action." The efficiency expert, Mr. Lee, said, "I can give you something in 20 minutes that will step up your action and doing by 50%. He handed a blank 3x5-inch card to the president of Bethlehem Steel. "First," said Lee, "write down the 6 most important tasks that you have to do tomorrow." Then Lee said, "Now number them in the order of their importance. Now put this card in your pocket, and the first thing tomorrow morning, look at item number 1 and start working on it. Pull the card out every 15 minutes and look at it. Do this until you finish. Start with the most important and stay with it until you finish the job." The president of Bethlehem Steel tried it. It worked. In the next 5 years, Bethlehem Steel expanded into the biggest independent steel producer in the world. Ivy Lee was paid $25,000 for this one idea, because he had a plan to do what should be done that day. Doing what you need to do today could possibly be worth a great deal more than $25,000. Now, suppose that someone had a growing tumor, but he was too busy to get medical care. He would say, "Well, I know I should do it today, but I just don't have time. I'll do it tomorrow." You would say a person like that is foolish. If doing today the things that should be done will make a person successful in business, and it's also important in the medical field, it's no less important in the spiritual realm. The Bible says simply, "Now is the day of salvation." By that it infers tomorrow could be too late. Christ said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you." Why don't you follow the efficiency expert's advice and make a list of the 6 most important things you need to do today? Follow Christ's instruction to put Him number 1 on your list. Make peace with God. The Bible says, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow." Procrastination can cost you dearly. Do what you need to do today, and do it now.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.